Okay, now it's time for a segment we call Rapid Fire, where we fire off questions to each other that we try to stump each other with. Usually they're pretty hard, sometimes they're pretty easy, and Mark hates the list questions, so I have a whole bunch of list questions today.
Terrific, great. And I got some chart position questions. You hate those too?
Yeah, really. Oy.
Play along
okay,
at home.
So we each have three questions. We're going to try to stump each other to see how well we do. So I don't think these are too hard, but we'll see. They're not hard if you know them.
Exactly.
If you don't know them, they're impossible. So right. There you go. Okay, so my first question for you. How many studio albums did Black Sabbath record with Ozzy?
Okay, off the top of my head, I'm going to say 7.
Oh, off by one. They recorded 8.
I forgot the one they just recorded, didn't I?
Yeah, 13.
Yeah. Okay, I'm off to a rousing start.
That's all right. You're just 0 for 1.
Yeah, just...
You're batting 0.
Okay, smart guy. Here we go.
All right.
How many top 40 singles do Slade have?
Slade.
Top 40 U.S. singles and top 40 U.K. singles.
Oh, geez.
But if you get half of it right, it's a right answer because it's pretty hard.
All right. I'm going to say top 40 U.S. I'm going to say 5.
5? Okay. And what do you think U.K.?
U.K., I'm going to say more like 13.
5 and 13. So you missed on both of them. So that's incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
In the U.S., Slade had 2.
All right.
Run Away. And?
Mama, We're All Crazy Now.
No!
Nope. The one single came after it, My Oh My.
Oh, really?
Yep. Those. In the U.K., they had 24.
Jeez. I knew they were big, but jeez.
And then out of those 24, 6 went number 1.
Wow.
Because I Love You, Mama, We're All Crazy Now, Come On, Feel the Noise, Take Me Back Home, Squeeze Me, Please Me, and Merry Christmas, Everybody. When if you go over to Europe, that Christmas song is always played, their version. It's actually a pretty good Christmas song.
Wow.
Yeah, Slade were huge.
Yeah, they were.
And they had 16 top 10s.
That's crazy. I mean, that's like Bon Jovi numbers here.
Even probably bigger. But,
yeah.
You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is more U.S.-centric, so they don't really recognize bands like T-Rex, Sweet, and Slade, who had a bunch of hits. Were huge.
Wow.
So go out and check that Slade catalog out. Just start with the greatest hits. Great songs.
Yeah.
My favorite is How Does It Feel, which is basically a piano and a vocal, and then it kicks in. It's so good.
I like Run, Run Away.
But have you ever seen the Slade in Flame movie? Have you seen
that? No.
Yeah, they made a movie in the, I think, 73, 74, when basically the height of their career. And Slade were known as kind of a fun, you know, carefree band. You know, they had fun on stage, and they're goofy, you know, goofy clothes. But the movie they made was really dark and serious.
Huh.
Slade in Flame. You can probably stream it somewhere. But the song that came out of it is called How Does It Feel? It's just a monster song. So check that one out.
All right, question number 2 for you. This is probably fairly easy, but who holds the record as the loudest band?
I'm going to say the Men in Tights, Men of War.
That is correct.
Tights and loincloth.
They were 139 decibels is the record.
Yeah, never saw them. I heard they were.
I saw them. Raven opened for them. Was it Raven? Yeah, Raven and Manowar in a little club in D.C. in Georgetown. And this is when they had the loincloths and unbelievable.
Yeah, didn't they? And they're all oiled up and supposed to be big.
Oh, yeah.
Big muscular guys, but they're really kind of short guys, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they were like all like 5'5", 5'6", but totally ripped. And they were all good musicians and could really play, but man.
Yeah. surprisingly, huge in Italy.
Yeah. Well, that's where being the real man is a big deal.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's where they were huge. Okay. Question two for you. Place these in order, the highest to lowest in U.S. album sales. For greatest hits album. So these four bands have greatest hits. Which one sold the most to the least? I'll give you the bands. Journey, Steve Miller Band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Aerosmith. Which one sold the most to the least?
Okay, give me the bands again.
Journey, Steve Miller Band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Aerosmith. Who sold the most of their greatest hits album?
All right, I'm going to say starts off Steve Miller, then who's the band you said after Steve Miller?
Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty next, then Journey, then Aerosmith.
Okay. Let me check your order. The only one you got right was Aerosmith sold the least. Aerosmith,
wow.
Aerosmith sold 11 million copies of their greatest hits. They're on the bottom. The number one is Journey. It sold 15 million of their greatest hits at first. Steve Miller sold 14 million, and Tom Petty sold 12. So you got one out of four.
So I was just off with Journey, because if Journey was... oh, man. Oh, well. That's interesting, though. I thought, you know, with all the hits that Steve Miller had, I mean, that Greatest Hits album is just hit after hit.
Yeah. It was Steve Miller, and if you just get the greatest hits, you pretty much got his best songs.
Pretty much.
After that is Abracadabra, and that song sucks. And that came after the greatest hits.
Yeah, you want to leave that alone.
Yeah. I'm going to reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. That song was a huge hit. Awful.
Oh, huge. Huge.
And then they was done after that. Nobody else could take it anymore. Now he just tours off that Greatest Hits album. It came, I think, in 77. Yeah. Everything on that's great.
Okay, question number three for you. How long has Vivian Campbell played guitar for Def Leppard? How many years?
Oh, let's think about this. His first official show was...
He's the new guy in the band.
Yeah. The first official show was at the Freddie Mercury performance, I believe. And that was in 92, so I'm going to say he's been in the band 26 years.
That is correct. Yes. Exactly. 26 years.
Good math there, huh?
I saw that and thought, what? 20? I would have said like 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
26 years.
It's like
way longer than Steve Clark.
Oh, yeah. Or Pete Willis combined.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a Tommy Thayer has been the longest running guitar player, lead guitar player in Kiss. Beats them all.
Who knew?
In time. Yeah. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
All right. Question three for you. What 80s L.A. rocker is the current bass player in Foreigner?
Jeff Pelson. What, did you see him recently?
No, I did not.
No, okay. He was not there.
Huh? He's not in the current Dokken band. Foreigner's playing all the time, so he doesn't have time for Dokken.
Probably a much bigger payday.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, and that concludes... Rapid fire. I don't know. I think I had 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you were two out of 3. I was, I think, one for three.
1 for 3, so I'm the big winner today. So
big winner. All right. So you get all the prize money.
Yeah. Let's total that up. Get my calculator out. Zero plus zero. I had nothing.
Nice. Way to go.
Yeah, I'm on a roll.
Get it all.
I got Christmas shopping to do.
All right, well, here you go. Honey, the kids are going to love Christmas this year.
Yeah, they all want some kind of electronic device they really don't need. And on that note, I'm going shopping. Bye.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day.
All right, everybody, time for another version of Cover This, where we put together a little snippet of a cover song, and we have to guess the artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. And you got to get all three, because we don't give partial credit in this town.
Yeah, all or nothing, pal.
That's right. So, Mark, go ahead and play the snippet that I sent to you.
Okay, here we go.
This one's not easy.
Are they ever? Okay, the original song is Gimme Some Lovin'.
Yep.
God, who did the original?
This is what I had to look up, because I did not know the name of the original band.
It's the band, because Steve Winwood was in the band.
Yep.
What was the name of the darn band? Oh, I think I know who's doing the cover, because when he said, what?
Yeah.
I think it's Raven.
That is correct.
But who is the original recording artist?
That's the hard part.
Jeez, Steve. Well, Steve Winwood, he was in Traffic, but that's not Traffic.
No.
Oh, God.
Before Traffic.
Before Traffic. What the hell?
Steve Winwood was probably 12 years old.
Oh, give me the first letter of the band's name.
S. The guy's name and band.
Oh, crap. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. It's Spencer Davis Group.
Spencer Davis Group. Yeah. I should have known that one, actually. I don't.
Yeah.
I should have, but I don't.
That's not easy.
Yeah.
But
who the hell is Spencer Davis? Song.
I'm not related.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's not your grandfather or something?
No. Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Spencer Davis.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, way to go.
Yeah.
I'll give you
that one. That's when Raven went on Atlantic Records, and they tried to make Raven poppy, and it didn't work. Yeah. Pretty much killed their career when they tried to make Raven commercial. Didn't work. Raven was never a commercial band, but Atlantic Records tried it.
You only had to see them live to realize, okay, this is not, they're not going to be backing up, Katy Perry.
Yeah, if Atlantic would have let them be themselves, they could have been huge.
But yeah.
No.
Remember, their new album's good.
Yeah, they're still plugging away.
Yeah.
But
I love that Destroy All Monsters song. What a great song.
And you remember their first two US tours, Metallica was their opener, and their second one, Anthrax was their opener.
Yep.
And those two bands went on for a lot of success, and Raven, unfortunately, didn't.
Yeah, I saw them in Georgetown, Maryland, or Georgetown, D.C., whatever you want to call it, but they were great. A little tiny club.
Yeah, lots of energy. The Gallagher brothers are great. I mean, they're a little heavier now. I mean, literally physically heavier. But they still have, you know, the passion. That still like to move around. Still good stuff.
Yeah. So good.
All right. That was pretty good. Now I got a song for you that you might get, but we'll see.
We'll see. These are hard because, I mean, of all the bands out there, you got to pick the band doing a cover song. It's not easy. All right. Well, here we go. Time to change the batter. All right, well, that was definitely Rocky Mountain Way.
Yes.
It's either the James Gang or Joe Walsh.
Yep. I think it's Joe Walsh.
Yeah. Who did that song? Jeez.
The voice gave it away if you're listening close enough.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the voice.
Yeah, this is a band that broke, I think, in 89 or it might have been 90 when they finally, at the tail end of the hair metal explosion, they were one of those bands that hit right then and had like one big album, and then they just kind of plugged away. And
was it an LA band?
The West Coast band for sure. Some LA musicians. I think one of them is Vegas and one's Texas, but mainly known as an LA band because they were formed there. But they had one hit. Their debut album was their biggest by a landslide.
Wow. Are they still touring now?
I think they do weekend fly-ins now. You know, play like maybe 8 dates a month. Yeah, they're still active. I believe you did see them at M3. I think they played M3 when we were there.
Is it Danger Danger?
No, it is not. They're East Coast.
That's right. They're New York. Right,
the name of the band is named after the lead singer. It's the lead singer's last name. That give you any clue?
I'm trying to think of...
And the current lineup now is the backing band for Vince Neil.
Oh, Slaughter.
It is Slaughter. That is Mark Slaughter singing.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to go back and listen to that. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty.
Yeah, I like that song. It sounded like they were doing a good version of it.
Yeah, it's faithful to the original, but yeah, their little spin. It's the same album that has American Pie on it. Not the Don McLean song, but their own American Pie.
Oh, okay.
It's called Revolution or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad. So if you like...
That was a good pick.
Yeah, I do that from time to time, huh?
Look at you.
Yeah, we're not doing that great on picking the recording artist, but hey, we're doing all right.
Yeah, we've heard a song or two.
Yeah, if you people out there got up both of those songs, that's you're a genius, or you need to get out of your mom's basement or something. I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah, stay off the computer. Go out there and live life.
And then come back and listen to our podcast again.
That's right. I think we're all up to 15 of you now, so thank you out there. 15.
15. All right.
Yeah. You know, some other platforms carry our show now that I didn't even subscribe to. It was one of them's like FM something. Because I Googled it, and I go, what is it doing on this platform? I'm like, okay, cool. Hopefully somebody discovers it there.
Whatever.
Because it's on YouTube, but I don't think anybody really pays attention to it on YouTube. Most of it's, I think, Spreaker, or like the links I put out on Facebook. But, I think on Spotify, I put in for it. Let's see if they accept it. iHeartRadio. It's totally up to them.
That would be cool.
Yeah. iTunes, I've never been able to get on iTunes for some weird reason.
I tried originally, and they just like, never heard anything back.
Yeah, something's amiss. I don't know. I think Google Play has their own. Maybe I'll submit it there. But yeah, somebody will discover it. Who knows?
Yeah, and we'll get picked up nationally, and then we'll go buy an island.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't. I don't see it happening. But
no, not today.
Like I said, I'm happy if 3 people listen. It's cool.
Absolutely, it's all good.
Yep. Because we knew we weren't going to get rich doing this. Yeah, if our families depended on us making money off of this, we'd all be on welfare.
Yeah, my wife would be, stop doing that recording. Go get a job.
Yeah, you bum. Yeah, I'd get the same thing.
Who cares if Slaughter did a Joe Walsh song?
Yeah, what does that matter? We want to eat this week. Yeah. Hey, I heard you went to a show a while back. Who'd you see?
I did. I went down to Baltimore and saw the goddamn Kix Band.
Kix Band. Where'd they play? Yeah.
They played at a small club right in downtown Baltimore. It was, I can't even remember the name of the venue. Real small club. They play there all the time.
Was it in
They were doing their complete show of Blow My Fuse. I guess, what, the 40th anniversary?
I think it's 30th.
30th,
yeah.
Yeah. But so they played the whole album. They came out, did the whole album front to back, and then did a bunch of other songs after that. And man, I forget how good that album is. Just song after song. It's like, oh yeah, that's a good song. And you know, a couple of them, they said that they had never played live, even when they were touring that album. So it was pretty cool to hear those songs get played. But
yeah, like Piece of Their Pie, I think that's on there.
Yeah, there's some of those. Like, oh, really? Wow, okay, I don't know that one. But
yeah, that was their big album, because Don't Close Your Eyes was a big hit for them. And I think that's the only one that went gold. Maybe,
oh, yeah.
Maybe platinum, I don't even know.
I mean, they come out and start with Red Light, Green Light, TNT, and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be good. I didn't know they were doing it. You know, before the show, I didn't know that this was what this tour was. But, you know, then Get It While It's Hot is awesome. And then they do No Ring Around Rosie, which is probably my favorite Kick song.
Right.
And She Dropped Me the Bomb and Cold Blood. Oh, man.
Yeah. Such Blow My Fuse. Great...
Oh, yeah. But, you know, some of the songs you never heard before, like you said, Piece of the Pie and Dirty Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know that one. Still, Steve Whiteman still can, he hasn't lost his voice at all. You know, when I heard their last album, I thought, well, that's, I don't know if his voice is going or what, but you see them live, it's like, whoa. So they are so tight, it's unreal.
Yeah, and Steve Whiteman is in his 60s, and the guy's junk. It's like the hair metal version of Mick Jagger. The guy's still thin, fit.
Oh, yeah.
He's running around like a madman.
Yeah, halfway through the third or fourth song, his shirt's off, and he's a rail.
I don't want to see that. Steve, put the shirt back on. You sing great. We don't need to see that, okay?
Yeah, and he is white. As white can get, and so you shine a spotlight on him. It's like, whoo, hey, whoa,
yeah.
But
get some sun, Steve. Okay,
get outside a little bit.
Yeah, sing great, but keep your shirt on, get some sun. Wear sunscreen though, because you're gonna look like a lobster if you don't.
Yeah,
you got Ocean City, Maryland, right down there. Go down there.
Yeah.
So is the place packed?
Oh, totally, totally packed. I mean, that's like their hometown. I know they're from a little north of there, but still, they consider Baltimore their hometown. And he talked about that a number of times during the show, how it's great to be home, great to play to home crowd. He knows the first few rows of people, so it's really good.
Yeah, how often do you say that they would play? I mean, they play quite a bit. Do they play like that area like four times a year or more or less?
I'd say three or four times a year they play Baltimore. The Baltimore area, you know, different clubs around Baltimore. But, yeah, they're such a great band, so tight. You know, it's a shame they haven't hit it bigger. I know they had a huge, huge hit with Don't Close Your Eyes. And he talked about how that song bought him a house, a couple of cars.
Nice.
Got him a girlfriend.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they
were... All from one song.
Yeah, because if that album didn't hit, they were probably done.
Yeah, he said that too. He said, you know, we had to have something from this album come out, and we didn't go into the studio trying to make a big album. We just wanted to make a great album, and they did.
Yeah, and they just recently released the 30th anniversary version of this album, where the Bo Hill went in and remixed it and remastered it. They didn't re-record it, but it's the same stuff. It sounds amazing because you can hear everything, you can hear the difference between the two guitars, the bass, hear everything. It sounds a million times better because, you know, the old CD version of this album, you know, CDs in the 1980s didn't sound as clear as they do today.
Oh, yeah. Technology's gotten much better. And yeah, if you can get the remixed version of this album, do it, because these songs are so great, especially No Ring Around Rosie. That song live is amazing.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon, and the band's, I think if you get it through the band's website, they probably sign it for you. So yeah, I forgot the name of the, but yeah, they're putting it out now. So buy it for Christmas if you like Kicks. I mean, yeah, and throw your old CD away, because this one sounds a billion times better.
Yeah, a great stocking stuffer.
There you go. Who'd you go to the show with? Is it just you, or who'd you go with?
No, I went with my brother.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a big Kix fan too, so he and I went, and just so great.
Big Tony, huh?
Yep. Tony the man.
Yep. What, does he got like eight kids now?
No, still two.
Two, okay. All right.
Yeah, we're going We're going to his older son's birthday party tomorrow. He's 14.
Oh, my God. Your little brother has a 14-year-old now? I can't believe it. Wait, wait. Your little brother has kids older than my kids. What the hell?
Yes. Okay. We shouldn't have waited so long to start having sex, dude.
Oh, yeah. That was the issue. I forgot.
That's what it was.
Oh, man. I knew I was doing something wrong.
Yeah, you needed somebody to do it with you. That was the problem.
I had somebody. It just wasn't clicking. You know what I'm saying? It's just working. Yeah, I'm one of those old dads. I'm 54 with two 11-year-olds. So my daughter always says, yeah, everybody thinks you're my grandfather. Like, yeah, thanks. I feel great about that.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, man, I love being a grandfather.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that. My kids are 11, okay?
Yeah, you got a while to go, but yeah. Went to a movie with my granddaughter today, and she loved it.
Yeah, you can spoil them to death, and at the end of the day, send them home.
Oh, yeah, Annie was always trying to make me feel bad spoiling her. I'm like, you could do whatever you want. I'm never going to feel bad.
Yeah, tough.
I'll spoil her to death, but hey, it's my job.
Yeah, that's right. You did. Your dad and mom did the same thing.
Yeah,
your kids. So yeah.
Yeah, you know, all she has to do is say, "Paw, paw, whatever you want." Come on, let's go get a cookie. Screw your mom. She will always got her own cookie. So, come on.
Yeah, don't worry about your teeth now, because those are all gonna fall out. You're gonna need adult teeth later. So, who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you
you'll get to bed eventually.
And how old is your granddaughter now?
She turned 2 in August.
Is she still in diapers? Or out of them?
They're working on it.
Okay.
She's pull-ups and panties pretty much. Ooh, now.
Pull-ups. I remember that phase. So exciting. I'm sure this is exciting for everybody out there, too.
Maybe you could cut it off before we get to this part.
Yeah, maybe I'll just cut it off right about now.